From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump told servicemen Sunday at Yokota Air Base in Japan that no one, no dictator, no regime, should underestimate American resolve. His remarks came at the start of a nearly two-week Asian trip, which is expected to focus on North Korea and trade.
History has proven over and over that the road of the tyrant is a steady march toward poverty, suffering, and servitude. But the path of strong nations and free people, certain of their values and confident in their futures, is a proven path toward prosperity and peace.
Some of his comments, while directed at the American troops, could also be seen as a veiled warning to the isolated nation. After his speech at Yokota, the president took a 25-minute flight on Marine One, which set down at a country club near Tokyo. He was greeted by Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe in front of the expensive clubhouse of the course, which will play host to the 2020 Tokyo Olympic Golf Tournament. Saudi Arabia's state media says it has intercepted a ballistic missile fired from Yemen and aimed at the King Khalid International Airport northeast of Riyadh. Iran-backed Houthi fighters in Yemen have claimed responsibility for that missile, which was intercepted by the Saudi forces. Saudi authorities said it caused no casualties or major damage. The Houthis said that they were targeting the airport. Saudi Arabia is leading a mission in Yemen to eliminate the Houthi forces, but the violence has begun to spill over the border. In July, the Saudis shot down a ballistic missile from Yemen near Mecca, a month before Muslims began their annual pilgrimage to the city. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A car bomb exploded in the Syrian city of Deir ez-Zor, according to the Syrian state news agency. Saturday's explosion killed dozens of people, according to both the news agency and the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. The exact death toll is not yet clear. The attack targeted refugees from the violence who had gathered on the east side of Euphrates River, according to both organizations. Deir ez-Zor is the center of Syria's oil production and a regional hub for commerce. The city is one of two in which Syrian troops declared victory over IS Friday. The victory along the Iraqi-Syrian border follows raids by forces on either side of the border near the Euphrates Valley. Saudi Arabia's Gulf Affairs Minister said Saturday he had confirmed information about a plot to kill Lebanese Prime Minister Saad Hariri from the leader's personal security detail. Hariri announced his resignation Saturday after delivering a blistering attack on Iran and its proxy militia Hezbollah, both in Lebanon and across the region. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Sunday that the resignation of Lebanon's prime minister was a wake-up call to Iran's ultimate plans.
It says what the Middle East is really experiencing. It's experiencing the attempt of Iran to conquer the Middle East, to dominate it and subjugate it. And I think when Israelis and Arabs, and it's all the Arabs and the Israelis, agree on one thing, people should pay attention. We should stop this Iranian takeover.
Netanyahu was speaking on BBC's Andrew Marshall. Catalonia's ousted leader, Carles Puigdemont, and four former ministers turned themselves in Sunday in Brussels following Spain's issuance of a warrant for their arrest. Puigdemont had said Saturday he intended to cooperate with officials in Brussels, where he fled last week. A Spanish judge issued the warrant for him a day after she jailed nine members of the region's separatist government, pending possible charges over last week's declaration of independence. One person was later granted bail. The national court judge filed the request with the Belgian prosecutor to detain Puigdemont and his four aides and issued separate European searches and arrest warrants to alert Interpol in case they fled Belgium. The International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Society says it has discovered several cases of fraud committed during the height of the Ebola outbreak in West Africa from 2014 to 2016. In a statement, the aid agency said it is outraged by the discovery and said it would ensure any staff involved are held to account. The outbreak killed more than 11,000 people and infected another 29,000. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.